I'm honored to be joined here in the studio by Elliot Norquist to begin. How are you, Elliot?
I'm doing well.
Welcome back.
I'm doing well. Excited about the event coming up.
And we also have John Armstrong here. And Mark, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Mark Clark.
And Matt Annabelle here. Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys. Are we all excited about Ski for Sisu?
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My first question is, where does the name come from? Who is Sisu? What is a Sisu?
Okay. So probably in about 1992, okay, we had been, the Mount Sorpresa Nordic Council had been up and running about 5 years, and we had investigated, may have been a little bit later than that, we were investigating trying to move from small machinery to a little bit bigger, a bigger machine, but not a piston bully, because when we laid the trails out, we really wanted to preserve the intimacy of the skiing experience. And we also, freestyle skiing, skating had just come into being 2 years after, or 2 years prior to us laying the trails out. And so we knew that a piston bully was going to be cost prohibitive. And so Chris Landry, who was really, along with Paul Lapala, the mover and the shaker of the what would become the Mount Sorpresa Nordic Council, had done some research and found a machine that was made in Finland. And this was a good thing for Paul because he's a Finnish extract. And so we shipped this machine over, and we were looking for a name to call it. And so, because Sisu in Finnish sort of embodies fortitude and depth and perseverance and toughness, we decided to use that term for this machine. And so the very first Ski for Sisu was about raising the money to be able to pay for the machine. Yeah. So that's where the name came from. But Sisu lies at the core of Finnish life and certainly Finnish cross-country skiing.
And the event as well. Those are some of the attributes that you cultivate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
John,
yeah,
you were
for
back.
Sure.
Grit and determination. I actually Googled Sisu when I first got on the board, and there's actually quite a bit of information and lots of little different definitions, but they're all summoning up extra courage and energy when things are looking as grim as they can get and all that sort of thing. Now, was Sisu actually the brand name of that implement?
No.
Oh, because somebody told me that.
It was not.
It
was not.
Okay.
The brand name was not pronounceable, and we decided not to have it be the tagline
for this
fundraiser.
26 letters long or something.
Right. Yeah, Sisu much more concise. And so with that word and everything it embodies in mind, could you describe how this event looks to people who perhaps haven't participated or gone to watch?
Oh, that's a good one. It looks kind of like a citizens' race. It sort of looks like, you know, people are all out there and they're a little bit nervous and they're signing up, and there's a great big silent auction booth that they're checking out, and they're trying to find out what the wax is, and lots of children. There are a lot of kids. There's a little children's loop, a small loop for kids, and so it's somewhat hectic, lots of cars, but the nice thing about it is that people can start anytime they want to start.
Yeah.
So you can go up there and start at 11, or you can, you know, start at 2 in the afternoon, depending if you can get it done in an hour. So it's just fun. there are a lot of people out there and a lot of activity. And we've had bad years and good years in terms of weather, but tomorrow looks really good for weather. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be 71, Sunday, 71 in Denver.
I had seen that. Wow. And compared to last year, it was blustery,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we got our butts
exactly
last
right.
year.
And, yeah.
And we still did very well because people had the sisu, the grit, to come out in the worst weather that I've ever seen in Colorado, probably.
Well, I came out there and wrote a check and then got in my car and went home. But
and then Matt Annabelle, being the strong, silent type, how many kilometers did you do in that fall weather?
I did about 50 last year.
Wow. 50K.
It got pretty ugly near the end.
You are. You
know, that's only 30 miles, though.
Yeah, I think it snowed about 4 inches, and it was not snow, it was this grapple stuff that started to rain, and it was an interesting day. And the year before, you know, that was another I kind of lived up to the sisu name. You know, there was mud on the bottom half of the hill that
that was nasty.
Had to go back and forth on Finlandia, but again, there was the community came out for it and supported it, so it feels like this year it's exciting because it's looking like good weather, and it can really be that celebration up there that
start from the bottom and ski up. Yeah. The groomers have done a great job. The course is in good shape. We do have 3 resident moose that we're putting some signage up for people to try to avoid.
Okay.
And, you know, otherwise it's good and fast. And the classic tracks are still hard wax as of today. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be pretty nice up there.
Yeah. Really? Of all the years to maybe get involved for people for the first time, this is looking to be a perfect conditions kind of year.
Absolutely.
And so you sign up and then you do as many laps as you can.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You try to get a sponsor. You're supposed to have a sponsor. You pledge a certain amount of money per kilometer, and then you have to pay up afterwards, or you pay up, you know, we get a hold of you and you pay up. But there, we used to have a pretty interesting thing where, depending on your age, you got a certain handicap.
Yeah.
So it was like golf, you know, in which you could play against the big boys as long as you were old enough and you could stay out there, you know. So there were some interesting battles that went on with the elder skiers.
And there have been some years where people have skied long distances.
70K, 75K.
I think Dexter skied over 80 one year.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
And there are records, too, that people have tried to break over the years in terms of the 50-kilometer mark, for sure.
Right.
There's some pretty fast times.
And that's all between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m.?
Yeah, 9 and 3, I think.
We should keep going to 3.
Because we want to be home for the
game.
Got
to be home for the game.
Okay. Super Bowl Sunday.
Especially me. I'm a Chiefs fan. Even though Katie and Kay officially, I heard the other day, not supporting the Chiefs. I do.
We could support them right now.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
You have no choice.
And speaking of support, the sisu is our biggest fundraiser of the entire year, and we rely on the success of sisu to float the boat. We figure it costs $500 a day to run the ski area.
Wow!
And our board is all volunteer, but we do pay our groomers because they're operating very expensive machines. And they're skilled groomers and committed. So those are our expenses, our equipment, maintenance, and operators.
And it maintains Spring Gulch as a resource that people don't have to pay to go, but it's appreciated if they have a membership.
Exactly.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, and that was, from the very get-go, our model, you know, and that was modeled on the Aspen Snowmass Nordic Council, mm-hmm. which Craig Ward had was instrumental in getting going a couple years before.
So this
we
whole
started.
Area was once a little mining village. Where did the initiative come from, Mark, to start it as a little cross-country skiing resort? Not a resort, but a fantastic area.
Well, it was pretty much self-serving because I was at that point coaching the CRMS ski team, cross-country team, and had been looking for places to ski and was setting track on the campus during those during my early years there from 79 on. And then Paul Lapala, he had a nephew who was a phenomenal skier and, in fact, skied in a couple Olympics and won a world championship silver medal in the biathlon. And Paul was a very motivated cross-country skier. And then Chris Landry, who is probably knows more about snow than anybody I've ever been around. Paul was on the board of CRMS at that point, and Chris had gone to CRMS. And so he sort of, you know, got us to all three of us together at Village Smithy one morning and just said, look, we got to do this, right? And I think that we can, you know, I think that Bob Perry, he was a good contact with the Cattlemen Association. And I think that there's a possibility, you know, to put a trail system up in that area. And so we got, the Cattlemen have been wonderful to work with throughout this time from 87 on. And so, yeah, we went up and laid out trail and cut the brush and, you know, bought some, you know, bought some machines and, you know, made implements, made track setters initially. David Powers helped fabricate that and was our first employee, our first groomer. Isn't that correct, Al?
I don't know if he was the first one, but he sure as hell.
I think he was.
Was one of the best ones.
I'm positive that he was the first one. And so, so that it was really a home grown deal, and it's always had terrific community support, and that has obviously grown over the years.
Did you find remnants of the old mining town up there when you were doing this work?
We found remnants of all sorts of things up there. all in sundry. Yeah. And it started out fairly small. I mean, we had, I think, 12 Ks in those early years. And then just started adding on to that to make this contiguous trail system that I think, I mean, I really, really feel it's a gift to the community to have that. And I'm super proud of the Nordic Council for, you know, its growth and its impetus. And, you know, these guys here have really done such a great job in trying to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great
couple of short
resource.
Related stories. Before these guys were organized, when I was still in the valley, because I moved to New Mexico in 79.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, David Powers and I used to ski up there quite a bit. And he had a Dodge Power Wagon, which was a giant, you know, one-ton behemoth of a truck. And we were the first people to set tracks up on what is now Finlandia.
Yeah.
We would drive in and pull a track setter behind us. And the truck, it worked out really well because all the people that skied with their dogs, the dogs would walk in the truck tracks. And it was all classic only. So the classic skiers would ski in the middle. And that's how that started.
Wow.
And then I get a call after these guys had gotten organized from Bob Perry, and I had worked for Bob Perry after I quit teaching at the Rocky Mountain School, and I was down in New Mexico. He said, Elliot, what do you think about this idea of these guys want to go up there and make a trail system, and they want to start cross-country skiing up on the Cattlemen's? He says, what's your idea? What do you think about that? And I said, I think it's great. I think it's a great idea. I said, you should go for that. And so thanks to his vision and the Cattlemen, that's how all that land got opened up. And then we also add a big thanks to Sue Rogers because we've expanded, and her ranch is now part of – there are little parts of it that we go through on the trail system also. And then I have other people I can thank.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see. We have Alpine Bank, one of our biggest
– Absolutely.
Biggest sponsors.
Initial corporate sponsor.
From the get-go. We have North Thompson Cattle. Crystal River, Alpine Bank, Pitkin County Open Space. We get grants. We're in this. We survive because of a lot of other ways besides CSU, mm-hmm. and grants are part of it. And our volunteers that help us constantly with different things, and then also all the members and supporters of this of you know Spring Gulch. The other people are Berthod Motors. They've given us a lot of help over the years. Bighorn Toyota and Mountain Chevy as a new helper for us. It's a Chevy dealership in Glenwood. So we love all those people. Thank you for helping us out, because every little bit helps. It's expensive to run that up there. Our groomers are up there almost every day.
Wow.
So
how many members approximately?
Oh, that's
350. I think that was the latest thing I heard.
Great.
Yeah, and they give money and make it possible. It's really a pretty neat organization. I saw the Marble Charter School up there today unloading, you know, and all these kids on these skis, and they're looking down at the skis like, oh my gosh, what is this? It's great. It's just great energy.
And how does the conservation easement make it kind of guarantee the continuity of this great resource?
Matt, that'd probably be a good question for you.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. So the Nordic area has been around since 1987, I think, but in 2007, so, you know, a little over 10 years ago, the cattlemen, the North Thompson Cattlemen's Association, worked with Pitkin County Open Space and Trails and the Colorado Cattlemen's Agricultural Land Trust to grant an easement over a big area up there. It's actually an area, it's called the Jerome Park easement. Mm-hmm. It's over 4,700 acres, and I think the Nordic area is somewhere between 400 and 500 acres. So for context, it's a large area. It encompasses not all of the, it doesn't include obviously the Crystal River Ranch bits that Sue Rogers owns, but it encompasses the rest of the Nordic area and kind of surrounds it. So the great thing about it, you know, in addition to creating this permanent winter recreation access there, it's also protecting wildlife and the agricultural, you know, character of that area, not just right at the ski area, but all around it. It's pretty much always going to be like it is today when you go up there. So that's a pretty special thing, and we thank the cattlemen for that. We thank Pitkin County and the Land Trust for making that happen.
All right. So the event is on Sunday starting at 9 a.m., wrapping up by 3 p.m. so that everybody can go home and cheer for the Chiefs. And,
Good job, Ollie.
Is there a limit to how many people can sign up and participate?
No,
absolutely not. Come on, come one, come all, and we will accept $1,000 or $2,000 donation, but we'll take $5. So, and if somebody doesn't have any money, come on up anyway.
All right,
that's the kind of place it is. So,
well, I want to thank you, Elliot Norquist and John Armstrong, and let's see, Mark Clark, and. Matt Annabelle, thank you guys so much for coming in and sharing about this event. Anything else that you'd like to add at this point?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And if you see the moose, go the other way.
Yeah.
Cut them a broad swath, because they can get cantankerous. So
we don't want any moose incidents.
We've seen them a lot. They have not been aggressive, but then we can't count on that.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much,
gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.